Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, good to be with you on a Friday. Man, I was just thinking during the break, Seth, this has the potential to be a really fun basketball weekend because we got Rockets game 6 tonight. James Harden forces a game 7 last night in that Nuggets. We got a Nuggets Clippers game 7 on Saturday. I'm assuming Saturday night. And then if the Rockets win tonight, we get a game 7 on Sunday to pair with Lance McCullers' return after 2.5 years. Like this weekend has some really strong potential to it.
Yes,
for being outside of football season, this is like near max level potential for excitement. So I'm very pumped.
In terms of total viewing time, where you're really engaged and excited, this will be better than most Super Bowl weekends.
Yeah. I just laid it out. That's like a good 12 hours worth of viewing right there.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean even Sunday itself, with the Astros and the Rockets alone.
That's right.
It's nothing better than a game 7. You take a game 7 for one of your local teams over any random Super Bowl any day of the week.
A Super Bowl, right. Yes,
not involving your own team.
For 100%. So that'll be, hopefully, got to win tonight. You got to eat what's on your plate. I'm confident tonight. I haven't looked to see what the line is yet on the game, but the Rockets made a big impression in game 5. We'll see. We'll get to, J.J. Redick had some things to say yesterday that are really, have kicked a bee's nest out in L.A., which I'm all for. Teams not named the Rockets, wallowing in turmoil, and their coach taking passive-aggressive shots at their new superstar. We'll get to that in just a minute. You mentioned the word untouchable in the open, Seth. We went kind of deep on that topic yesterday just because even after a win, there's sort of this hedging that's going on with Rocket fans, I think. It was cool that they won last night. They still got to win two more games, and there's reasons why they're behind in this series. And so people are keeping an eye on the offseason and whatnot and who could stay, who could go, that kind of thing. I don't even know if the favorite right now is that they make a big trade like that. Like if I had to guess just on base things the Rockets are saying, that they're gonna do their best to roll it back with this group. I think they really like this group and they're maybe afraid of trading away a guy who could become a superstar.
It's also the Jalen Green dynamic and wondering exactly where he is now and what he can be. It's unfortunate that he banged knees in game 5 because he was doing everything you would want him to do. He was being careful with the ball. He was kicking the ball out. He was calm, cool, and collected in traffic. So he only scores 11 points, but it's when none of the starters played more than two and a half quarters, and he had that injury as well. So yeah. The Jalen Green upside is still there, and I'm guessing the team is more optimistic than a lot of us are about it.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know. Going against the Warriors, who have a very, very good defense, is probably skewing me a little bit more towards the negative than it should.
Mm-hmm.
The series versus the Grizzlies, I think we'd obviously be feeling a lot differently than these guys.
That's a good point.
About a lot of these guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is he getting downgraded? Now, eventually you got to do it against the best, and you can't score in single digits, but that's a fair point, as who they're going against. I think this was in an article by Tim McMahon that we dug into yesterday, and that's another reason this topic came up. We went into this article where it was a pretty extensive interview with Patrick Fertitta, Tillman's son, who's involved in the day-to-day operations of the team, where in that article, Patrick didn't say this. He wasn't quoted as saying this, but Tim McMahon had this in the article that based on his conversations with the Rockets, Amen Thompson is the one guy who's out of the conversation when it comes to trading for any of these guys, Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. Giannis, whoever. We're not trading Amen Thompson, and I agree with that. I think Amen Thompson's got the most potential of any of the players on this team. He's the only one on the Rockets I would put in that bucket. I agree. If that's the Rockets' assessment, I agree with that one. He's the only one. Şengün is an up-and-coming all-star. He is touchable. You know what I mean? Like, for the right trade, I would trade Alperen. The right trade, and it's got to be the right trade. It's
right.
Alperen, Şengün, and Jalen Green. Yeah.
You know where I am with Şengün and Jalen Green is, by and large, any trade scenario I see where you trade both Jalen Green and Şengün is a non-starter for me.
Yeah.
As a package, they're untouchable. Yeah. In terms of just, you can't lose both of them. The idea of losing both Jalen Green and Şengün is that's untouchable. But either one of them for mm-hmm. the right price, yeah, I'm totally open to it.
Yeah. So Amen Thompson's the only Rocket. It got me thinking yesterday. Okay, so who are of the Astros, Texans, and Rockets, who are the untouchables? Like how many hang up the phone players do we have on our teams here? Amen Thompson's name comes up, Raphael Stone hangs up the phone.
Yeah.
I've got six more aside from Amen Thompson. You tell me if you agree with these. And okay. Audience, weigh in as well on the on our text page, 713-572-4610. I think the Texans, there's one easy one. C.J. Stroud, they'd hang up the phone on any trade talks with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and really, obviously there's the absurd comparison. Like if all of a sudden the Chiefs wanted to trade Pat Mahomes or something, like that's just
yeah,
absurd.
I'm talking reasonable, yeah.
But reasonably, yeah, there's no, even a package of players wouldn't do it. Like if you could come up with a ridiculous package of players to trade for C.J. Stroud,
yeah.
I still don't think it makes sense because quarterback is the most important position in sports, and that you're if you're left without a quarterback, we've yeah. seen time and time again, Cleveland Browns,
yep.
doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you can have an incredible, the Browns have had some stud rosters mm-hmm. over the last few years. They just haven't had a quarterback, so
yep.
no way, no how, mister.
I think Will Anderson is untouchable. I don't think that they would. I don't think they would trade. I think they view Will Anderson culturally the same way they view C.J. Stroud on the offense.
Very much because of the same reasons that they were willing to be so aggressive
yes.
in trading for him.
Yep.
And that's a gamble. It's always a gamble when you do it with a college kid. That gamble paid off. You don't then just throw it away by saying, oh, yeah, we wanted to sacrifice everything for this guy who is just a prospect. Once he delivers on it and all the culture stuff is very much 100%. The production is one thing. They traded for the culture side of it, too.
Yeah.
And he's very much delivered on that. So, yeah, no way in hell.
I don't think they would trade Will Anderson for 3 first-round picks. I don't. Mm. Yeah, I don't. Derek Stingley Jr. I'm putting in here. He's the best at his position in football. It's not as premium a position, I don't think, obviously, as CJ, and maybe not as Will either. Like, the league has spoken. Edge rusher is viewed as more important than lockdown corner. Stingley makes $30 million, his extension was $30 million a year. He's the highest paid by a fairly substantial margin in new money. You know, and rush ends are getting $40, $41 million now. Part of the reason I have Stingley in there is, like, just, yeah, like, you can't move, like, the contract that you just gave him makes him,
yeah.
like, you'd get whacked with some dead money with signing bonuses and things like that. But I don't think the Texans, like, in the spirit of, like, the real spirit of the untouchable player, I don't think they would entertain talks for Derek Stingley
okay.
Jr.
If we take the contract stuff out of it, because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
annoying.
Yep.
Let's say something happened to this player and on his team where, I don't know, maybe the coach sleeps with this guy's wife or something. Yeah. Just something where the guy's got to get out of there. Yeah. It has nothing to do with him individually, but somebody wronged him and it's time for him to go. A guy that's never missed more than a game in a regular season.
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain.
Oh, if they like
straight up for Derek Stingley. If they were like, okay, hey, listen, we really screwed this up with Pat.
I don't think they do it. I think there's part of Stingley's, you know, personality that is a really good fit with the Tech. I think they view him as
Personality is a really good fit, but the injuries are still a huge question mark. Stayed healthy for 1 year, whereas Surtain's been healthy.
The spirit of this conversation, I would say Surtain's untouchable for the Broncos.
Yeah.
So we can't have hypothetical.
But that's why the Peyton shouldn't have slept with his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, they got to get him up and out of there. Okay. Yeah, Derek Stingley. Okay. Wasn't anticipating this.
Anybody just tuning in, that didn't actually happen. There have been situations where very good Hall of Fame players have been traded away because of situations like that.
Yeah.
Because another player perhaps had an affair with a player's wife.
Yep.
But, that's about it. That's pretty extreme and probably unlikely.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, Peyton's old at this point.
Yep. All right, so those are my three for the Texans. This is interesting because on the text page, people are like...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm assuming this person who's just listing names is listing these names because these are previously untouchable players. Uh-huh. And I'll get to the three Astros in a second. Deshaun Watson, James Harden, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker. That's the text. Just
Harden
four
was
names.
Harden was untouchable and remained untouchable until he decided to touch himself. You know, he got himself traded up out
he
of
did.
It.
He did. He started in January. Deshaun Watson and James Harden both, within a week of each other, started touching themselves.
He came in singing that old catchy song. From
By the Divinals.
I think about you. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I trade myself. I get fat.
Like
I mope around.
Else.
I won't even cross half court. I trade myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I think about Daryl, I trust it. Yeah.
And Bregman left in free agency. Like, they wanted to keep Bregman. Tucker,
Bregman was another guy who touched himself.
Yeah.
He traded himself. Well, yeah. He was.
And Kyle Tucker, I know the Astros back in the day had Kyle Tucker as an untouchable player when he was a young player. Back then he was. Things change. You know, like if he's not going to stay with you and you're only going to get a year out of him and you get offered three players who you control for a total of 14 years, you make the trade. Yeah.
Yeah, do better. That's a lazy list that you texted in there.
Yeah.
Right? Because yes, they were untouchable when you still had their careers in front of
them.
Once they decide to push the boundaries and don't want to come back via free agency or they get themselves traded. Yeah,
yeah,
then it's untouchable.
It changes. I'm assuming that's the gist of the text. All they did was list four names. The three
Who
Astros.
Who was the last one on that list?
Tucker.
Tucker, okay.
Yeah, Tucker. All right, the three Astros who are untouchable. I know he's not off to a good start, but between what he's been, who he is, what he represents, and what the lineup
and
would look
like. And his contract.
And his contract. Well, you said contracts are annoying, so I saved that for the very
end.
Well,
I mean, this is an easy one, though.
Yeah.
Like, without getting into, like, he's got a really good contract.
He's got an amazing contract, and he's here through, like, 2028, something ridiculous. Yordan Alvarez, untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the contract matters in that one. I think Hunter Brown is untouchable. I think you hang up the phone on any Hunter Brown talk. A guy who's under team control for three more years who might be the best pitcher in baseball right now. This goes back to the trade deadline last year where people would mention Hunter Brown, and you and I would say, no, that's the kind of player you're looking to get in a trade if you're the Astros. Like, you're not
right now, in terms of things that are untouchable, if you say one of those guards at Buckingham Palace where you can do whatever you want to him, but just don't touch him.
Yeah.
That Hunter Brown is untouchable.
He's untouchable.
Yeah. Framber is a Buckingham Palace guard who's maybe got a little bit of a, like, all right, maybe the other, go ahead and touch him a little bit.
Framber's 100% tradable for the same reasons Tucker was 100% tradable. Yes.
It's just, but, I mean, the big question is, it would have to go in hand with the Astros falling apart before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And, or a very, very rare player-for-player trade where you're getting some offensive stud that's coming back on an expiring, it comes back to you on an expiring contract.
Something like that, yeah.
Honestly, like Kyle, last year, if Kyle Tucker had been playing for another team last year, and you said, you know what, Astros, you guys need hitters, or you guys need Kyle Tucker's on the other team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you would have swapped something out like that.
Framber for Tucker. You don't see trades like that a lot, but yeah, that is, like Hunter Brown, I don't care what the Astros record is. They could be last place, they could be first place. You ain't trading Hunter Brown. Jose Altuve is the last one, and that's obviously a very nuanced one. He's not what he used to be, but they ain't ever trading Jose Altuve. Like, they're just not.
Unless Altuve traded himself.
They trade him the next day, I think. You know,
like, it would be like in that, and it would be end up being one of those situations like it was with who was the hockey player that got traded out
of
Boston?
Ray Bourque.
Bourque, yeah.
Yep.
And people, they had a parade for him in Boston after he won a championship elsewhere.
In Colorado. I was living in Denver. That was the first year I lived in Denver. That was so fun, rooting for a team that won the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the thing that was different about that was Bourque had never won a championship before, and it was late in his career, and he got traded away, or he left, and everybody in Boston was happy for him. It'd feel a little bit different with Altuve, because it was like, oh, you just wanted to stack more on top of your already prodigious number of...
Right.
ALCSs and World Series.
And we definitely, if he went somewhere else and won a World Series, we would not celebrate it here, I would imagine.
No. We'd be like, good for you, Jose.
Good for you, but we're not. But you're right. Like, Seth's not exaggerating. They had a big rally in Boston celebrating Ray Bourque winning a Stanley Cup with another team. It was very strange. Very strange. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
Heartwarming.
It was fine. No, I hold zero grudge, except I hated the Bruins back in the day. I was a Hartford Whalers season ticket holder, by God. Do we have time to get to the J.J. Redick? Let's save it for headlines, because this is making headlines. The J.J. Redick on Luka Doncic, and we'll get you ready for Rockets Game 6. Astros, this is a big weekend for the Astros. Big weekend for one Astro in particular. We'll get to that in headlines coming up next. Also, we want to mention that we're proud to partner with the Insperity Invitational happening at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course this weekend. Stephen Alker, David Duval, Ernie Els, John Daly, Moore, the PGA Tour champions best, are on the course right here in town for an incredible weekend of championship golf, and they're teeing off today. You can go watch it for free. Entry is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more, head to InsperityInvitational.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.